Is bankruptcy the right solution? Hello, I'm Ron Edwards. On today's page from the Edwards Notebook, the former motor capital of the world, Detroit, Michigan, recently received a federal court judge ruling that states that Detroit may use bankruptcy to cut employee pensions and relieve itself of other crushing debts. Federal Judge Stephen Rhodes wondered aloud why Detroit's bankruptcy hadn't happened years ago. The judge has a very good point. I mean, after all, it's been one-party rule over Detroit since the early 1960s that promoted gradually increased tax rates, overregulation against private business activity, which is a main source of tax revenue, by the way. Also, wasteful spending at such a high rate that government officials in the Beltway must be proud. In addition, the city is so plagued with abysmal living conditions that most desiring a better life had to hit them up and move them out.
Move them on, hit them up, hit them up. Move them on, hit them up, rawhide. Cut them out, ride them in, cut them out, cut them out.
Thus, taking their tax dollars with them. For years, many in Detroit's governmental, religious, and activist leadership refused to listen to numerous individuals who tried and tried to warn Detroit that the economic road the Motor City was on would ultimately lead to a big crash. City leaders, activists, and many residents proudly stayed the course of top-heavy government and a dwindling, prosperous private sector economy, which led to fewer businesses and jobs and a crumbling city infrastructure. So now Detroit owes about $20 billion to approximately 100,000 creditors. Whew. As massive as Detroit's economic problems are, the worst situation is not economic, but rather cultural. Thanks to a dogmatically proud adherence to a philosophy of big government, high taxes, overregulation, corruption, and a general lack of moral decency, especially in the government, religious, and educational sectors, Detroit could only end up where it is today. The good news is that Detroit may have finally hit its lowest point, and serious efforts will be made to reinvigorate the city that put the world on wheels and had people dancing in the streets to the Motown sound. Maybe now, an authentic desire to learn about and adopt the solid proven principles of economic prosperity, thrift, and higher moral character will surface and enable a true renaissance of Detroit to occur. If you will have it, Detroit. I'm Ron Edwards.
That moment of panic. Sheer terror, really. You're afraid to answer the phone. Frightened by who might be at the door. If you're facing foreclosure or being harassed by debt collectors, you know the feeling. You need to visit whatliesinyourdebt.com to turn the tables on the banksters, collection agencies, and other crooks. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com has solutions. WhatLiesInYourDebt.com features live training webinars from experts, a member forum, support from experts who've been where you are right now and came out the other side in a better financial situation. If you are like millions of Americans who are behind on their mortgage, behind on their credit cards, or just being harassed by debt collectors, then this system is for you. We promise. If you cannot stop your foreclosure, even if it's imminent, if you cannot stop those debt collectors from bugging you, if you cannot clean up your credit, and finally, if you cannot make a few $1,000s during the entire process, make money from the debt collectors, yes, at whatliesinyourdebt.com, we will refund your money 100% in the first 60 days. Don't fear the bill collectors anymore. Visit whatliesinyourdebt.com.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win. AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to PNWArms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com, and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-60.
Shall not be in France.
Shall not be in friends. From the nation's Second Amendment watchdog, anti-gunners, get ready for the pain. The misinformation is over because this is the blunt object. From Gun Owners of America, this is Lock and Load with Bill Frady. Bill Frady.
And welcome back. We go into the second hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load from Gun Owners of America and Lock and Load. I wish you a Merry Christmas. Best wishes for all the seasons. I just put a post up on the chat room, and it was a grammatical disaster. I apologize for that. This portion of the show brought to you by Civil Dispatch. And that's something you should give yourself as a Christmas gift so that in 2014 you're kept in the loop. Civil Dispatch is a protocol that you will set up yourself, and it's going to come to your mobile phone, and it works with all text-enabled mobile phones. It does not have to be a smartphone. And with this, it's a great organizing application. It's a great organizing tool. Every meeting, every appointment, you're going to get the alerts. You're going to be on time. You're going to be looking good. What Civil Dispatch does unbidden, and it's all based on where you are, is it's going to let you know about the things you can't plan for that are unimaginable. Your terrorist attack, flash flood, earthquake, tornado. You're going to find out about these things. You're going to be the first to know. With four built-in sets of redundancy, there's no way you don't get this information. This is truly peace through preparedness. Check them out at civildispatch.com. Some of you out there may know or may have been associated or may actually have been treated by a psychiatrist or a psychologist. And these are typically people that look at the world with a lens that is based all entirely upon reason and clear thought. Now, the problem with this, and I talked about this yesterday, the problem with this is when they look at one of these school shootings and they start trying to talk about a preventative measure, they just keep coming up with the wrong solution. I used Newtown as an example, and I'll tell you why I use Newtown as an example. In Newtown, they have a cosmetic assault weapons ban in place. The weapon he used was compliant. All the guns that were obtained legally. A reasonable person that a psychologist would find reasonable, that would pay attention to things like not murdering people, would not get in, you know, a reasonable person that shoots their mom just because of a remorse might shoot themselves next or call the police or collapse or something. But when he did that, Adam Lanza was completely and totally divorced from humanity. And tightening this and tightening that, once the weapon is in hand, it doesn't matter. It was already pretty tight in Connecticut. He had already tried to go get one of his own. And it was tight, so he didn't want to go that route. And he still found a way. And this is the thing that will happen again. But coming from the American Psychological Association, they've released some recommendations. They released this yesterday from a panel of experts to study the issue in the wake of the Newtown, Connecticut massacre. They reviewed evidence on a wide variety of interventions intended to reduce violence, including suicide and homicide in schools and in the workplace. It concluded that trying to predict who will act out by profiling was unreliable, and that more systemic preventative policies were far more effective. Well, you know, that's interesting. I would have to say, you know, when this happened, for a month before this happened, or 2 months, I can't remember the time frame, the only way Adam Lanza would communicate with his mom was through email. You know, if I've got somebody in the other room and I'm trying to get their attention and I suddenly get an email, don't bother me, and I yell at them, why not? And they send me an email, because I don't want to be bothered. That's sort of a flag. Take it as a sign. The report offers a list of such policies, including legal changes like tighter background checks on gun sales and programs in schools to teach nonviolent conflict resolution. The report also sharply criticized the lack of government money to study firearm violence. Well, that's because, guys, whenever the government wants to study gun violence, they're trying to skew the argument, and it's not based upon fact, it's based upon agenda. The other part, teaching nonviolent conflict resolution, is absolutely the stupidest thing I've ever heard in my life. It is absolutely the stupidest thing. You know, most people that walk around life already are masters of that. Hence the success of the knockout game. Tighter background checks on gun sales. The background check system is broken. Expanding a broken thing, that's like trying to polish excrement. Just isn't going to work. No matter how much you polish it, no matter what kind of sheen you put to it, it's still going to be excrement. According to Dewey G. Cornell, a clinical psychologist and professor of education at the University of Virginia, who led the panel, there's been so much focus on crisis response, on getting to the scene on time and fortifying our schools, and that's not going to take care of the problem. We need to focus on prevention more broadly before the violence to have a real impact. Now, I do agree with that. We do need to look at that. His method for prevention, however, is skewed. It is based upon his world. It's based on their world. And you can't base it on your world when you're doing this. You're dealing with people that have lost this sense of looking at another human being and seeing a human being. Experts who were not involved in compiling the report generally agreed with its conclusions, while acknowledging that some of the recommendations were politically challenging, and not to mention stupid and ineffective. If somebody is going to attack you, there is no nonviolent conflict resolution. No matter how much you wish it were that way, no matter how much you want it to be that way, there's not going to be a nonviolent conflict resolution to that scenario. So what's going to happen is you're going to get beaten or shot or knifed without raising a hand. That's what's going to happen. Now, if you want to mitigate conflict, then we're getting back into this whole 21st century pacifist thing, as far as the way I look at it. You want to mitigate conflict, then you have to be capable of stopping it. Getting out there and using your words is not going to do it. According to J. Reed Malloy, a forensic psychologist at the University of California, San Diego, and an editor of the International Handbook of Threat Assessment, it's the most comprehensive and balanced analysis I've seen on gun violence in America. And it shows just how hard this problem is and how difficult it will be to solve. One of the newer interventions that the report highlights is called behavioral threat assessment, which is used in an increasing number of schools and workplaces around the country. When a student or employee openly threatens others or shows evidence of planning an attack, researching it online, buying supplies, a behavioral assessment team gets the person help immediately, whether through counseling or more intensive therapy, and monitors the progress. I hope that includes snatching them off the street. But then that opens up a whole other ball of wax, doesn't it? Just creates a whole new one. But we'll continue on with this when we get back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Recognizing that America's most valuable resource is in their care, PNW Arms has forever changed the face of weapons science. Relentlessly pursuing research and development, PNW Arms is driven by exactitude. They have applied their collaborative skills, advancing ballistic science to a degree unimagined, both in existing ammunition potential and in creations yet to come. To find out more, go to pnwarms.com. At PNW Arms, their mission is nothing less than to change the face of the shooting industry forever.
Water filtration holiday specials from RBN. You can get a Royal Berkey made of polished stainless steel that holds 3.25 gallons and comes with two Black Berkey purification elements, one shower filter that'll do up to 20,000 gallons or typically last 1 year, and one Berkey sport bottle for the total price of $356, a $40 savings. We also have a Berkey Light, one shower filter and one sport bottle for the low price of $299, a $40 savings. Call 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200 today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
It's no secret that Big Brother is spying on your web activity. VPNForAll.com protects your internet from tyranny with military-grade encryption. VPNForAll keep no records of your browsing, so you leave no trace. VPNForAll are in Holland, free from the NSA and police state jurisdiction. Easy to sign up and use. It stops all data mining. Go to VPNForAll.com immediately and stay safe. That's VPN, the number 4, all.com.
Keenly aware of the similarity between tactical and competitive training, the Shooter Source fuses the two worlds together. Their product line is based on speed of movement, and the Shooter Source caters to both the three-gun competitor and the tactical operator. The Shooter Source specializes in the cutting-edge tools for any shooter of any discipline. See them on the range or online. Find out how at theshootersource.com. The Shooter Source, one philosophy encompassing all.
And welcome back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load, the number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. While we were in break, I got an email, okay? And I'm not going to mention anybody by name, but I do want to ask a question. And listen, I think the whole Sandy Hook thing was handled here horribly. I've seen, there may be some pictures out there that may have surfaced, I don't know, but they bulldozed the building. I've seen the video of the second running gunman in camo out there in the woods. I've seen that and everything else. But I'm beginning to, and I've heard it before, there's a group out there, there's people out there that think it didn't even happen, right? And here's the thing. Whether it happened or not, they used it to try to inhibit your rights. That's the conversation we need to be having. Certainly Virginia Tech happened. Certainly Aurora happened. There have been mass shootings before. They have similar characteristics. The thing about Adam Lanza was he was an anomaly going to a school shooting, shooting up a school that he wasn't a student of. That was the big thing. All of your other school shootings are typically from a student. But sitting out there and telling me to do my research, if it happened, it was an aberration. If it didn't happen, it was a false flag. But the results of what they tried to bring to us from this are the same, one way or the other, no matter what precipitated it. So, you know, the details of this, we're never going to know. Because they've ensured that. That is very suspicious in and of itself. That is very suspicious in and of itself. But whether they do it for that reason or the other reason, they want gun control. And don't get confused with details like that when they're bringing gun control to you. Don't let it distract you from what they're trying to do to you in the now. They're failing, but that doesn't mean they're going to quit trying. And there will be another event. There will be another event. Certainly we've had Santa Monica since then. We've had the Nevada school shooting, which was two people. We've had the D.C. Naval Yard. And the end result of all these things, no matter how they try to gin it up and everything, and there is a conspiracy to take your guns. That's what it's all about. There's a conspiracy to take your guns. And yes, they lie, and yes, they steal, and yes, they're going to cheat. And the key here is to keep that from happening. Not the stealing and the lying and the cheating. You can't keep that from happening. But don't let this spin you in the wrong direction. And, you know, like I said, and I'll throw this caveat in for you, sir, because you did take the time to drop this to me, and I appreciate that. The results of whether it happened or not are real. What they're trying to do to us is real. It's very hard to research a subject with no information available. It's hard to do an after-action review. I've done many. Nothing out there to hang on to? Well, it's hard to put it together. And one of the things that keeps striking me is these wrong things they want to do. I don't want to see school children get shot. Whether they're 21 or 12. Not because I don't want to fight the gun controllers. I don't want to see children get shot. Young people get shot. Good people get shot. Although I will tell you this, if you want to have that discussion, feel free to call in. I'm not going to jump all over you and everything. But, you know, man up. Okay. I was talking about these intervention teams they want to put in place. This would typically include a school administrator, a member of the mental health staff, and someone from school security. When necessary, the team would coordinate with the local police to have the person involuntarily hospitalized. This was going to happen with James Holmes. And for some stupid reason, when he quit school, they just decided, well, okay, pursuit over. In the wake of mass shooting, states like Virginia and Illinois have mandated that universities assemble threat assessment teams. Virginia just passed a law to mandate such services in schools at all levels. They consider this to be secondary prevention, intervening if troubling behavior is noticed. So-called primary prevention includes conflict resolution programs, which have significantly reduced fights at some schools, and mental health screening to try to identify young people who are at risk of depression. One thing they also need to do with this is they need to make sure that in this, you know, educational career of the student, that if they do this or if the student comes to them for it, that there's no stigma attached to it. See, that's a problem. There's a stigma attached to it as it is today. And it leads to things like being on a prohibited list to buy a gun. They acknowledge that such measures are not going to catch everyone before an action. And I'll give you the props. The alleged Newtown gunman, for instance, lived and plotted in his basement. And it is not clear whether he qualified for any psychiatric diagnosis as troubled as he was. But commitment to preventative measures would reduce the overall number of cases in the same way that such measures have worked to reduce smoking and drunken driving. See, here's the thing. They look at gun aberrations such as disease and compare it to smoking and drunken driving, which are two voluntary pursuits. I couldn't tell you the last time I drank an adult beverage when I was not existing in at my mailing address. I just don't do it. When I carry a gun, I'm not going to get drunk carrying a gun. Not because I'm going to snap and get in a drunken stupor, go on a shooting spree. It's just not a responsible thing to do. And I'm trying to quit smoking. But when I used to drink off premise, and when I was just smoking like I was a paper mill, I was volunteering for this. You cannot equate mental health with smoking and drunk driving. If mental health was such a easy solve, then it would be like sewing a wound closed. But it isn't. You're dealing with things like chemical imbalances and damaged brains and altered brains and everything else that manifests themselves in intangible ways. There is no quick fix to it. While they sit around and prevention is a noble goal, reaction has to be part of the process. It is not a matter of political will, it's a matter of reality. We'll be right back on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
nice shoot. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yeah, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Ground beef, eggs, butter, cheese, soup, sandwiches, strawberries, ice cream, coffee, and more. What do these foods have in common? They all come in storable, long shelf life food for you to save and use in uncertain times. Rather, if it is a meal or a snack, for a family or just yourself, CampingSurvival.com offers a huge variety of storable food for you to be prepared anytime. Go to CampingSurvival.com to order all your food. Eat today, save it for tomorrow, or store it for years to come. CampingSurvival.com sells healthy, nutritious, storable food in number 10 cans and pouches. Order online today at CampingSurvival.com. Use code FREEDOM and receive 5% off. CampingSurvival.com. Remember, save 5% off with code FREEDOM at CampingSurvival.com on all your prepared food needs.
Do you flinch when a police car appears in your rearview mirror or you get pulled over? Are you squeamish when an envelope arrives in the mail with a return address of a court, a government agency like the IRS, or some law firm? Would you like to escape government agency harassment? Then visit escapeharassment.com. George Bush allegedly says, "The government constitution is nothing but a doggone piece of paper." Well, that's a contract. A contract is an offer acceptance of that offer, at which point a contract arises by law and the offeror can no longer withdraw the offer. We teach, do not accept. That way there is no contract or agreement for you to go to their court or private club meeting. To escape government agency harassment like the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com. This is a tried and proven experienced process, not experimental, with a money-back guarantee that it works and success testimonials from previous students. Remember, escapeharassment.com. That's escapeharassment.com.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife, the preferred knives of those who go into harm's way. Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
And welcome back. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. My apologies. That was not a man. That was a woman that emailed me. I have my apologies for that. For misidentifying your gender. According to childstats.gov, there are approximately 48.6 million children under the age of 12 in the United States today. And Mother Jones conducted a little study, which MSNBC jumped all over. They jumped on a study on children that were killed in gun homicide in 2012-2013 since Newtown. And they're appalled that roughly 173 on MSNBC, 194 on Mother Jones, died this way. Now, I think that every life is precious, and I think that somebody that is murdered, whether they're 8 or 88, that's a life cut short. I know there's some people that would disagree with that. They would say, well, the children, they're just at the beginning of... Yes, they are. That, but for the families of these people, whether they're 8 or 88, if they are murdered, that's always a pall on their lives for the rest of their life. That haunts them for the rest of their life. But if you do the math properly, this means the following. 0.000412% of children in America were killed with a gun in 2012-2013. There are an estimated and this is MSNBC's figures, 300 million firearms. It's static. It never goes up. It never changes. There's never 300 million and one firearms in the United States. So 0.00067% of firearms were used to kill children in 2012-2013. This would assume one gun per crime, which, of course, Newtown throws out the window. This means that approximately 299,999,800 guns didn't kill any babies last year. And when you take into account the annual gun homicide number of approximately 11,000, which is actually not 11,000, it's actually about 8,900, that means that 299,989,000 even didn't kill anyone else either, although not factoring in multiple homicides with the same weapon. The gun homicide rate in America for children under 12 is 0.41 per 100,000. The gun homicide rate for all of America is a touch above 3 per 100,000. Yes. When a child gets killed, that is tragic. When a child dies of cancer, that is tragic. When a child drowns, that is tragic. When a child is killed in a car wreck, that's tragic. Being a child is very dangerous. Being a parent is very nerve-wracking. But this push for gun control they keep using, and they keep, you know, while I do say they say the same things over again, it's cyclic. It comes in waves. First of all, we got to get weapons of war off the streets. That didn't work out. Okay, what can we do now? Oh yeah, we got to do this. We got to do that. Do it for the children. Okay, this was the do it for the children. Do I have to say it? I mean, statistically, it's barely there. It is horrific, no doubt about it. But most children are safe. Overwhelmingly safe. Just give me a little consistency here. I talked yesterday about Jersey City. And here's a problem with I'm referring to this contract they've got out to buy about $200,000 worth of weapons, $150,000 worth of ammo. And when you're outfitting your police department, okay, and I think most people would, I mean, certainly police overwhelmingly support your right to have guns and think you're an asset to the public at large. I think police as a group, which sometimes I even do the same thing. There is a fraction of them that are really bad people, don't need a badge. They don't even need to be on the street. But I think most of them are just pretty good at what they do. When you're going to outfit them with their sidearm and with what they're going to load in the sidearm, they should have good functioning equipment. The same way you should have good functioning equipment. But Mayor Stephen Fulop wants to do a little societal experiment along with this. And he is ignoring his fiduciary responsibility, one, to the taxpayers of Jersey City, and two, to the police officers of Jersey City. Mayor Stephen Fulop wants to use their purchasing power to influence the gun safety conversation. Which I love that phrase, gun safety conversation. The gun safety conversation is this. Guns in the hands of good guys are good. Guns in the hand of bad guys, they need to be confronted by people, good people, with guns in their hands. That should be about it, but no, that's not what he's talking about. He says, I think we can reshape the dialogue based on how we award contracts. We can't do it ourselves. The hope that it will be replicated in other urban areas and that we can get them to lead where Washington couldn't. Well, You know, you're talking about an industry that has been on the up and up and up and up and up. And guns are durable goods. Guns are durable goods. They're not like iPhones. When Glock comes out with a new gun, police departments do not look at their Glocks that they bought last year and say, well, these are old. They're easy to maintain. They're durable goods. So these aren't something that you replace every year. It's not once in a blue moon, but it's not an annual occurrence. So this is him getting some press. This is what it boils down to. The questions that he wants, and he's, by the way, is a member of the Illegal Mayors Against Guns. Questions are, what do you do to combat illegal gun trafficking and illegal gun crime? Well, they can't do anything about it. You cannot buy a gun from most gun manufacturers direct. You can get warranty work done, certainly. But they exist through a distributor network. Once they sell to the distributor, they have no control over where they go. The distributor has to meet certain criteria to, i.e., be a distributor. But once that happens, it's out of their hands. And what happens with the guns is out of their hands, too. Another question, do you manufacture and sell assault weapons for civilian use? Remember what they call an assault weapon. Anything with a magazine, 10 rounds or higher. That's an assault weapon. So the answer to that, from any gun that a police officer should be carrying, is going to be yes. Do you agree not to sell certain models of firearms for civilian use? They already do that. It's called the NFA requirements. What are the mayor's requirements? Are you requiring your dealers to conduct background checks? They have no call in that one. That's a federal law. Whether they require them to do it or not, it doesn't matter. It's redundant. Do you fund research related to gun violence and smart gun technology? No, because they already make a very viable product, and smart guns are stupid. They should be called stupid guns. You've got a gun, and it relies on a battery, you're going to fail. The one smart gun that's out there that almost works only works 90% of the time. In a gunfight, 90% isn't going to cut it. Will you commit to prohibiting your brand name from being used in violent video games? Most video games do not seek permission. That's the basis behind all that. They don't seek permission. And in a first-person shooter, okay, yes, you can see the gun. Wow, it's got a quad rail. Wow, it's got an EOTech. Wow, it's got a charging handle that doesn't reciprocate. But at the same time, it's not the violence by itself. The violence is the violence. That's the brain. The punchline is what he threatens to do if they don't answer his questions his way, and we'll get to that next after the break. On a Friday, this is Lock and Load.
John Statmiller here. Sometimes in life you get lucky. Well, today is your lucky day. Our sponsor, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, have just announced their biggest savings yet on their one-month food supply by Linden Farms. This great one-month pack includes over 360 servings based on 2,000 calories per day. While supplies last, you'll get one free month of long-term emergency food entrees when you buy three. This is a massive savings of $600 on a four-month supply. Again, AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is giving you buy 3 months, get an additional 1 month of food free. This is a great deal. Act fast. The site again is AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com or call them directly at 818-720-0759, 818-720-0759. Let them know John sent you. Do it today. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com, veteran-owned and operated.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Coming from Blue Force Gear, the same thing they did with weapon slings. Blue Force Gear has revolutionized the Molly Load Carriage with the Helium Whisper attachment system. Pouches built with Helium Whisper technology are fully Molly compatible and are lighter, thinner, and more durable than current issue equivalents. Lighter gear enables you to move faster with less bulk, ensuring that you will survive to fight another day. Find ultralight gear with the revolutionary Helium Whisper attachment system at BlueForceGear.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
My name is Don Wiskin. I had a massive heart attack at 42. The doctors could do nothing but send me home with disability as my future. I reversed the damage done to my heart with a natural remedy. I am now 58 and contribute my good health today to Extendivite. You have heard my messages for many years. A lot of people have taken Extendivite and improved their health issues. We are surrounded by fast food, toxic air, and chemicals that our body cannot eliminate. As we age, they can age us faster. Clean yourself out with Extendivite, available in capsule or liquid form. Get a 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. You can live a longer, healthier life just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Developed and made by U.S. Army Special Forces soldiers, Spartan Blades are the professional-grade combat utility knife. The preferred knives of those who go into harm's way, Spartan Blades endeavors to create knives that will last a lifetime and beyond. To find out more, go to SpartanBladesUSA.com. Whether you are a law enforcement professional, outdoorsman, or just appreciate craftsmanship and a cutting tool, Spartan Blades endeavors to make knives that will get the task done. Spartan Blades, knives with intent.
I'm afraid of America. I'm afraid of the world.
And welcome back.
I'm afraid I can't help it.
On a Friday, this is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 1-800-313-9443. I was talking about this list of questions that this mayor has, this mayor, illegal mayor against all guns. And if manufacturers don't agree to answer his list of questions, they will not be considered as possible suppliers, even if the manufacturer's firearms are the most reliable, accurate, easy to maintain, and otherwise the best tool for the job at the best price. And this is a very dangerous game to be playing with the lives of your police officers, Mayor. This is the way this works. When police agencies buy, while they buy, and they can buy large blocks of firearms in a single purchase, manufacturers make very little money from this on each individual deal and sometimes even take a loss. They do this primarily with these mid-sized municipal contracts because of the marketing potential of the law enforcement agencies that these sales represent. They can say, you know, carried by Jersey City police officers for X amount of years. When a company can claim that their firearms are used by certain law enforcement agencies, it functions as a marketing vehicle to help the company profit in the much larger commercial market, where there are far more buyers and much higher margins. This strategy only works if dealing with these police agencies is viewed as a positive thing. See, he's not, you're not, Glock isn't dealing in Jersey City with the police, they're dealing with the mayor. And you can rest assured that any gun company that bends to the mayor's demands is going to face a public relations nightmare. This is grandstanding by this mayor in the name of the MAIG. And any manufacturer who submits a bid to Jersey City is going to feel the wrath of the retail commercial firearms market. It is not a very forgiving market. Ask Cheaper Than Dirt. Ask them. They know. It would be suicide. Market suicide. And, you know, these are some of the guns that they would consider. These are what I consider to be excellent law enforcement weapons. FN, HUSA, Glock, Heckler, H&K, rather. Ruger, Sig Sauer, Smith & Wesson. It would be market suicide for them to pander to this citizen control questionnaire to sell a few hundred guns. In this day and age, Second Amendment supporters are networked via the internet, and they're not in a very forgiving mood, trust me. And I have to question whether any manufacturer wants to go that way. H&K already has problems here in the United States. Maybe they would be a good fit. I don't know. Now, the perfect company for the job, though, okay, because the answer to them would all be yes and no. Where it needs to be no, it would be no, and where it needs to be yes, it would be yes. The Jersey cops probably could be equipped with the Armatix 1P1, the smart gun that only works 90% of the time, and that means it will fail every magazine that you fire out of it. It only comes in 22 long rifle, but it meets the criteria that the mayor has set out. Okay, plus the ammo would be a little bit cheaper. Can't be used by anybody other than the authorized shooter if he needs to use his other hand. Like if his shoulder got shot with his primary weapon handed, right-handed, he gets shot in the right arm. Well, it was not going to work in his left hand. And it is a smart gun. And he wants to know if people are developing smart gun technology. Buy a smart gun. The answer to that is a very simple yes. This would be the most socially responsible gun for the Jersey City Police. I hope that is not the way it goes. I hope the Jersey City Police get exactly what they need and not what they're going to end up getting. I don't know if they'll get anything, to be honest with you. We need to pay attention to that. We need to see who bids. Let's take a sideways step. There's a cat out there out of, where is he from? Notre Dame. His name is Gary Gutting. He is reputedly a philosopher of the I'll just make up things as I go along school. He wrote a citizen control op-ed in the New York Times strung together with logical fallacy, rhetorical fault, and broken philosophical proof. He chucked in a howler suggesting that our modern military would simply steamroll over American gun owners. So we may as well just turn in our guns now, save ourselves the trouble. He states, finally, there's the idea that citizens need guns so they can, if need be, oppose the force of a repressive government. Those who think there are current or likely future government actions in this country that would require armed assistance are living a paranoid fantasy. The idea that armed American citizens could stand up to our military is beyond fantasy. Professor Gutting, if that's what you go by, please take the globe and spin it towards Southwest Asia, towards a little country called Afghanistan, which is roughly about the size of Texas. In Afghanistan, for the past 12 years, our primary opponent has been the Taliban. which is a force of largely illiterate fighters, thought to number no more than 35,000 strong. They have no formal military training and are primarily equipped with small arms and improvised explosive devices augmented with mortars, rockets, and some light artillery acquired on the black market. These 35 insurgents have stood their ground in an area slightly larger than the state of Texas. Keep that thought in the back of your mind about this steamrolling. Now, let's set a sense of scale. The United States is a little bit bigger than Texas now, isn't it? We have a population of approximately 312 million people, and of those, an estimated somewhere just north of 100 million people are gun owners, and many of those are recent veterans of our most current wars in Afghanistan and Iraq. Add in the first Gulf War, our baby boomer crop of Vietnam veterans, and there are hundreds of thousands of combat experienced fighters here walking the streets out of uniform. All told, these private citizens in the United States today own more weapons and ammunition than the U.S. military. These veterans have reiterated, rather, publicly on internet forums and public speeches and in private conversations, that they swore an oath to the Constitution, not any given president or government. Active duty soldiers have made the same commitments, and the veracity of these statements tend to run highest in the combat arms part of the military, the so-called tip of the spear. The sentiment seems to run highest in active duty and retired elite military units, including special forces. If he isn't familiar with the Green Berets, perhaps it's worthwhile to point out their primary mission. The main mission of the special forces was to train and lead unconventional warfare forces or a clandestine guerrilla force in an occupied nation. They would drop into wherever I'm at. I'm in the upstate. They would all speak upstatian. They would train me to fight. They would arm me, and then they would lead me. They train insurgencies to overthrow oppressive regimes. We'll continue this because this is important. This needs to be out there. Every gun grabber out there that believes the fantasy that you would win, you need to hear this. We'll be right back going into the third hour on a Friday. This is Lock and Load.